Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Kelly Center, I saw you got some lessons Saturday from an actual Dixie Darling. That improved your dance moves.
I did. I've been forgetting the elbow on the hip. I've always
Thumbs tucked in.
Yeah, that's.
I saw where she corrected you about that.
I'm good to go now, Bob.
All right, welcome to the Eagle Hour, everybody. We're glad you're here. The full crew's back. Bob and Kelly, we're in the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Luke is over at the Southern Bancorp studio in Laurel. We've got Heath Hinton about to join us in an interview I'm really looking forward to. Joy Lee McNellis and Rose Warren will be joining us. Rose Warren becoming the first female athlete at Southern Miss to get an image and likeness deal. And we could not be happier for her and Coach McNellis. And a quick reminder, we will be at the Lady Eagle Golf Tournament this Friday. Where is that? Do you know off the top of your head? We have to ask Coach about that.
It's either at Canebrake or the Hattiesburg Country Club.
All right. One of those wherever it's at, we're going to be there, and we're going to have Rose and Coach McNellis on the show a little later in the hour. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics, proud supporters of the Eagle Hour, and good friends of ours. A great place to cater your next tailgate, a great place to have meals 7 days a week. Kelly and I can attest to that. It's always good at Dickey's, and we're always grateful for them sponsoring our program and being such a big part of the Eagle Hour family. Okay, so the dust is kind of settled. I vented on Kelly Center when he walked in my office this morning about football. And so now we'll get Heath Hinton's take. Looking back, Liberty is a quality program. I think, Heath, they have one of the best college coaches in the country. Golden Eagles take them to quadruple overtime. So I guess we have to put the frustration, the questions, and the disappointments aside and look at it from the overall perspective that this does appear to be an improved football team.
There's no question about it, guys. It is an improved football team. Offensive line was much better. The defense was really, really, really good. Look, this team, think about this. This team went to the Super back in the second half and was a minute 30 seconds away from the victory. You're up 7 points with a minute 30 left against a team in Liberty that one of the top, group five teams in the country, a team that has so much. I don't think people realize how much money goes into that program and how many resources they have. It's pretty impressive if you start looking at it and see the facilities they have. I mean, for what they did, it was incredible to almost come away with a victory there. Four overtimes, it stings a little worse because it was four overtimes. You felt like maybe there was a touchdown that wasn't called for Southern Miss in the game. You felt that there may have been some calls that didn't go your way, maybe a pass interference in the end zone in overtime. So it stings a little harder maybe because of that, but in all seriousness, pretty good effort, and it kind of shows that this team is progressing. We'll just have to see what they do this week at Miami now.
All right, Kelly, you were out yesterday, and so I'd like quickly to get your impressions of the game. I know that you and I shared some of the same frustrations back in my office.
Yeah, but it's just from a fan standpoint. Yeah, they certainly appear to be a much better team when you look at. But one of the things that, you know, the quarterback situation obviously has to, and whether you're playing junior high ball or wherever, the quarterback situation has to get, you know, worked out. How durable is Ty Keyes going to be able to be the way that he's played so far. You know, he got injured last year. Now he's injured this year. Not sure if he's going to be able to even go this weekend at Miami. So then do you go back to the super back? And if you're one of the quarterbacks sitting on the bench, you know, you might be asking yourself, is our offense really better with a running back running the offense than me, who I was recruited as a quarterback? I've played quarterback. So those are legitimate questions. But I'll say on the other side, as somebody that has coached youth baseball, mind you, but coaches are on the field practically 24/7 with these guys, and they want to win as badly as anybody else. So if you ask the question, did Coach Hall and his team think that that was the best option in order to win the game?
Clearly.
Obviously, that was the answer. Okay, but then the question becomes, why? Why was that the best option? And if you have all those other quarterbacks on the bench, and I'm sure that all these questions are going to be answered over time. But and the other point I want to make is, remember last week we talked about how big the first game is as far as developing momentum, developing momentum not only on the field but off the field with the fan base. Now you're going to Miami this weekend, a prohibitive underdog, you know, against a Miami Hurricane team. It was just so heartbreaking for them to, and I would rather lose 60-0. I would lose 60-0 than lose in quadruple overtime.
All right, Heath, respond to that, then we'll get Luke in here.
I mean, I understand what Kelly's saying, and he's not wrong about the quarterback deal, but at that time, you know, Coach Hall said that because of the way that Liberty was playing them, that they felt that if they went to the super back in the second half, and they did go to it, and it started working so well, they stuck with it. So I don't know if it was something that Liberty did, that they saw that they wanted to keep it up, or are they going to go back to Trelo? Those are questions that, you know, not sure that we'll ever get a full answer to. But I do think that in the grand scheme of things, let me ask y'all this, would that game have been that close with I think that's a question you have to ask yourself. Would it have? I don't know.
We'll
but
never
I do know that with the super back, it went 4 overtimes and they almost won.
Well, we'll never know. Luke?
Heath, looking forward, just kind of what Will said today, I think probably the safest approach to bet on this weekend would be a mixture, low probably playing quarterback, but maybe some designed packages to get Wilkie in, because if Keys is going to be out multiple weeks, you could see Wilkie playing a lot against Northwestern State.
Well, Wilkie took, from what I understand, Wilkie took a majority of the snaps with the number ones today. So they may be really trying to get him ready to go this weekend. I think it doesn't matter which quarterback's in the game. I think you're going to see a mixture of both, you know, super back or and quarterback. I think you're going to see a mix of both down there. I think they're going to want to mix it up, try to do whatever they can to move the ball. You know, I think it's still up in the air, but with Wilkie taking the majority of the snaps now, Ty Keys did have his helmet on at practice today, did do some drills, but none of the team stuff. So Ty may be back. You know, he may be back this weekend. We'll just have to wait and see, but I do think you're going to see a mixture of both. I think Coach Hall does want to get that. It's called the super back, but let's be honest, single wing, you know, it's that box with a couple, with three wide receivers maybe. But we'll see. I think it'll be a mixture of both. Though.
I guess what I'm getting at is he said today that they did not want to rush Ty Keys back so quickly that you would hamper his career. That was a physical statement, a physical injury or continuation of an injury, and you would damper his career. Then he seemed to say it with Wilkie about it almost being unfair to throw him into a situation that he would not be prepared for. On the road at Miami seems like that situation. You know, I think back to 2016, we had to start Keon Howard on the road at Old Dominion, and it just kind of stunted, you know, some of his development. So I feel like it's the same statement, but with Keys, it's a possible physical injury. With Wilkie, it would be like you would kill confidence throwing him in the meat grinder to begin with.
All right, Heath, 1 minute left in the interview, but real quickly, should fans now be concerned about the ability of Keys to stay healthy. This is his second injury and very little time on the field.
Hey, let's be honest. It was on a passing play. It was targeting. That's the second time Liberty has knocked his Southern Miss quarterback out of the game playing him. So, I mean, to me, it wasn't a situation where the play was called. It was a design run. It was pretty much a targeting shot. Leaked at and went at his head. I mean, I don't think so. Not yet. I just think it was one of those plays to where it's football. Guys are going to get hurt, and in that situation,
right,
99% of the people get hurt because it was targeting. It was a cheap shot, and that wasn't the first time Liberty's done it. So I'm not gonna say that yet because I do think that that's a tough blow for anybody to take. That's not a run play. That's not a design play that got him hurt. That was just a defensive player targeting.
All right, real quick, how do people join Big Gold Nation?
Just go to southernmiss.rivals.com, Google Big Gold Nation, join us, practice reports every day, have what's coming out in a little bit, game reports, updates on the team, always a lot of fun, and come join, have a good time.
Thank you, Heath. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, everybody. You can sign up today. All right, when we come back, we're going to track down Joy Lee McNellis. I think she's actually at practice. And Rose Warren's going to join us. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to thank Dickie's Barbecue for the first segment. Campus Bookmart sponsors the second segment. We appreciate all they do right there on Hardy Street. Remember, you can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, we've been looking forward to this segment. Basketball coach Joy Lee McNellis joins us here in the second segment of the show, along with one of her players, Rose Warren, who has made history. She has become the first female athlete at the University of Southern Mississippi to land an image and likeness deal. It is with Xmark. And Rose, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
All right, give us a rundown here. Tell us about this company and tell us what you're going to be doing.
Well, it's, you said, the deal's with Xmark. A local man in Puckett, Mississippi, he made the deal happen for me, and I'm super excited to represent Southern and be the first girl to get one here.
Well, there's no question. Who knew that being from Puckett, Mississippi could make you so famous, right?
Right.
Hey, go Wolves, baby. Go Wolves.
Yes.
So where were you when you got this news? And Coach McNellis, your thoughts, because you and I and Kelly had talked about this earlier on the Eagle Hour with all this stuff going around the, you know, the college sports world. We wanted to see some of the female athletes benefit, and lo and behold, here we are. Your thoughts about that, Coach?
You know, I think it's a great opportunity, and we're really, really thankful. Excuse me, I'm fighting some sinuses today. We're really excited about the opportunity for Rose and being a start. I think this is a starting place, and we're very thankful for Xmark. Coach John Miller, that was on Bauer's staff, that's been on Hugh Freeze's staff, but everybody knows John Miller here in Hattiesburg. And John is the guy that actually is heading up the NIL stuff with everyone on campus. And so he is the one that originally reached out to me, asked me about it, and I said, sure. And so John has really handled all the details and all of that in this process. And John was actually here on Friday, and we made the announcement. And then we had an opportunity to, she got her check. So I thought that was pretty cool that he opened up the checkbook and wrote a check for her, and she was able to get her check in hand. So, you know, I just hope that this is a start for many
athletes on our campus, but especially women, and for Lady Eagle basketball. And what some people don't really understand is just getting a deal. And it don't, you know, you read about all the Power Fives, 35,000, 10,000. You know, you can get an NIL deal just at 1,500 for the year or 2,000. And it's huge for helping us in recruiting when we can go out and say, we have X number of players on an NIL deal.
For sure.
Doesn't matter how much.
For sure.
It's just they're on an NIL deal because that's really all they want to know.
Right.
And so maybe some of our listeners that are out there, they consider that since they know that it's not always, you know, it's not just tens and thousands of dollars.
Here's what I think is significant too, Coach, as an outsider looking in. Two things. When the first domino is always the hardest one to push over, right?
Correct.
So now that Rose has started these dominoes falling, here's getting her image and likeness deal. Here's the other thing to me that is significant. Business owners who, let's face it, the bottom line, they're businessmen or women, the bottom line is important. What they are saying, even though this gentleman that set this up was from Rose's hometown, a business came along and said, you are worth our money to promote our business and to promote our company. And that legitimizes women generally as they're every bit as able spokespeople as the guys are. So twofold there, why the signature of Rose Warren on that UIL deal is significant.
All right, Rose, I have to ask you this. What did your parents say when you called and told them, you're not going to believe this, but I just got an image and likeness deal?
Well, they were so excited. My mom actually came to watch Mr. John Miller give me the check. So they're extremely excited, just like we are here.
Right. Now, is there any chance, Rose, now that you are the image and likeness figure for the women's basketball team, that Coach McNellis will take it a little easier on you in practice?
Not a chance. I can answer
that
for
you. I really doubt that.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened to any of
right.
Jory Lee's players. Yeah. You know?
She's pretty tough, isn't she, Rose?
She's as tough as she needs to be.
Yeah. But, you know, we've yet to talk to a women's basketball player that really didn't express great love for that lady. And I'm going to guess you're the same way. She's tough, but you're glad you play for her.
Yes, sir. We're thankful for her.
Well, I want to ask about these image and likeness deals, too, Coach McNellis. So Rose is a spokesperson for Xmark. So does this rule allow her to, like, wear an Xmark patch on her jersey? Or,
yeah, that's a good question.
You know, to what degree does
that's
she...
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Like, yeah, like if Xmark has a little logo or something, can that be sewn onto her jersey and while she plays? And, you know, I don't know how all that stuff works.
You know, and I don't know that either. I think that's a great question. We'll have to reach out to John Miller and ask that question, but you would think so.
Yeah.
But then the NCAA has the rule on X number of patches and what the patch can say. So I don't know, but all that could change with NIL. It really could.
Yeah.
Because of promoting, you know, who is sponsoring them.
Yeah.
Well, it's important that get answered, though, because Michelin has asked me to represent them because of my likeness.
To a tire.
To the Michelin man, you know.
Yeah, right.
So,
Coach, you realize now, you do realize you're the first coach to get a image and likeness deal for a young female athlete. You're also the coach that broke the horrible jinx against South Alabama. You're on a roll, Coach.
Well, guys, you all are always so kind, but I will say that I didn't have a whole lot to do with Xmark and Rose, but I am very thankful for it. And I think another thing is that in her getting an NIL deal and she's going to shoot commercials and, you know, she's going to do those things for them and representing Xmark, I think the cool thing, too, that helps our program is now she's going to be out there, and then people that are watching the commercials are going to know she's from Southern Miss and plays Lady Eagle basketball.
100%.
So the PR side of it for the program as a whole is not just her getting the check and getting the deal, but how the deal will help our program and the university
on down the line.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's 100% correct. All right, Coach, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's talk real quickly about the Lady Eagle golf tournament that we're going to be at Friday. And hopefully we can get Rose on the set with us and talk to her a little more Friday. But tell us about the tournament.
You know, our tournament is Friday the 9th. I'm praying for good weather. I don't know. I've watched it all weekend, what it projects to be. I pray that the rain holds off so we can tee off at 9 a.m. Friday morning. We have 32 teams in our tournament. We had to shut the number of teams down early last week. We are still taking sponsors. I'd posted on social media we're about less than 10 grand than we were last year. We've got that down to about 5 grand. So we do welcome sponsors, and if anyone would be interested in sponsoring a hole, it starts at 200 and goes all the way up. But if anyone is interested, we'll definitely welcome that. They can call our office at 601-266-6444 or email me at joy.mcnellis@usm.edu. But it will be a fun day. We've got food for walk-ons for lunch. We have got food from Flateau's for breakfast to get food out there for people. So we're looking forward to an exciting time and a great day of football. And the cool thing is all our players will be there. They'll all be working holes. So if you guys want to get any of them on your show, they will all be available because they will be out there bright and early Friday morning setting up.
And, Rose, we definitely want to get you on at 1 o'clock. I see that you're a psychology major, so maybe while you're there you can analyze Santer. And give us some idea of why he behaves the way he does.
No, she's not in grad school.
Right. I don't know if I know that much, but I'd love to talk to y'all some more.
Well, we're gonna invite you. You're invited over at 1 o'clock.
And if she says where am I supposed to sit or where am I supposed to stand for this interview, you'll say X marks the spot.
There we go.
Right.
You see what I deal with, sir. Rose?
But look at how many times X mark has been mentioned in this interview
today. No question.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, thanks for setting this up, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys Friday. And, Rose, we could not be happier for you. Congratulations.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. Coach Joy Lee McNellis.
Appreciate you.
All right, Coach. Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Rose Warren. I just think that's a great story, Kelly. And you're the one that brought that up in an earlier conversation on the show about that and how you hope that some of these young women could get in on this and not just be football players.
And there's other young ladies on the team that are doing a lot for philanthropy in the community in which they live, and I hope they are also rewarded as time goes on.
All right, we'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
And we want to thank Rose Warren and Joy Lee McNellis, also Heath Hinton, for joining us so far today on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And want to thank you for tuning in each and every day. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. And boy, we had a good time there Friday, didn't we?
It was almost too much food, Bob.
I'm going to tell you that you make a good point. You know, I ate catfish, and I can eat pretty good.
Do you have to take some home?
No, I ate it all, Kelly.
Okay.
But as soon as the show was over, I went home and took a nap.
Yeah. It's lots of food for your money's worth.
Really good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you, it's a really, really good
catfish. It's Mississippi catfish, but they bread it a little bit differently, and they won't tell you what's in the breading. Yeah. It's their secret
French
recipe.
French fries, coleslaw, hush puppies.
And sweet potato
available
fries.
Available every Friday.
For those of you that are into health like I am.
Like you. Yeah.
You can get the sweet potato fries.
Exactly. Also, I'll tell you that Friday night I had company in town for the football game, and my wife and I took him down to Mobe Beignet and ate some more beignets and the blackberry sauce. Now, Morgan held out on us when we were there.
She didn't hold out on me. She told me.
You knew.
Yeah, I knew it was BlackBerry.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I pulled a Kelly Santer. The BlackBerry sauce that was left, I drank it. It was that good.
So you're pretty much admitting that I'm just a slob that'll...
You're a bad influence. I think that's what I'm trying to say. You made such a great point in that interview with Rose Warren about the fact that just during the interview, we mentioned Exmark.
There's another one.
Yeah. So we're doing it again. This is an opportunity for local businesses to go attach themselves to some of these kids at school, basketball, baseball, football. Love to see some baseball players, women's athletes, obviously, like this young woman. This is a great marketing opportunity for them.
And I think what it will help the athletes do is not that there's been an issue, but it forces the players to behave themselves, right?
Right.
I mean, Southern Miss is not going to recruit out, you know, people that are just not very good people. You know, they do a really good job of checking the kids' character and things like this. But you're not just representing the university now. You're representing a company, or so to speak.
Right.
So you have to be on your best behavior because you are working for someone.
Right.
So that should send a subliminal message to kids that are potential recruits down the road that you got to act right. If you're going to get any of these deals, you got to act right.
Well, you got to be happy for her.
Yeah, for sure.
We didn't ask her. We're not going to pry, but she told us that she was very proud. She's already gotten her check.
And it cleared.
Reggie Collier's still waiting on his check from the Eagle Hour.
Well, yeah.
He'd be the first to tell you.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about a check from Exmark clearing, but...
No. The Eagle Hour. I get to the bank pretty fast.
You said it. I didn't.
All right, Kelly, let's look at the new league that we're in over the weekend.
Sunbelt did well, didn't it?
Well, they won 6 games. They lost 8, but let's go down the wins first. Coastal Carolina beat Army. I guess I've got that reversed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, they won 8, lost 6.
Right.
I'm sorry. Coastal Carolina beat Army 38-28. Old Dominion, huge win, beat Virginia Tech 20-17. Marshall beat Norfolk State 55-3. South Alabama beat Nichols State 48-7. Georgia Southern beat Morgan State 59-7. James Madison, listen to this.
Yeah.
James Madison beat Middle Tennessee 44-7.
Middle Tennessee from Conference USA.
Wow. Louisiana beat Southeast Louisiana 24-7. Arkansas State beat Grambling 58-3. So 8 wins. Here are the losses. Louisiana Monroe loses 52-10 to Texas. So that was predictable.
That was a money game for the Warhawks.
Yes, a great football game that I saw the second half of. I guess a great football game. There was no defense at all. UNC beats Appalachian State 63-61.
And I really thought App State was going to win that game.
I thought so, too.
But still, North Carolina is a Power 5 in the ACC and supposed to be one of the better teams in the country, and App State was right there with them.
South Carolina, this surprised me a little bit, beat Georgia State 35-14. We talked about that Georgia State team. We think they're pretty good.
But that tells you that South Carolina must be pretty good. You know, Frank Beamer, who used to coach at Virginia Tech, his son Shane is there now as the head coach, and South Carolina has so many resources, and they've just never been able to put it together.
Right.
And maybe the Gamecocks have now.
Ole Miss beat Troy 28-10. Ole Miss actually jumped out pretty good lead early, and then the game kind of settled down, and Troy played them pretty competitively for 3 quarters. But the Rebels do beat Troy 28-10 in Oxford. Nevada beat Texas State 38-14. And, well, we know Liberty beat Southern Miss 29-27. So your thoughts, 8-6 the first week, big conference win. I think the Virginia Tech win, a real feather in the cap.
Yeah, and Old Dominion, you can forget playing Virginia Tech anymore, okay?
That's probably not going to happen again.
Yeah. They're already calling, trying to get the contracts reworked.
Right.
The only other surprise on the disappointing side was how Nevada handled Texas State. That surprised me with ease. Nevada handled Texas State, and the Bobcats are supposed to be, you know, pretty good, you know, pretty decent in the Western Division of the Sun Belt. So those are the only two big surprises, one up, one down. The money game with the Warhawks, you expect them. This one coming up for Southern Miss against Miami is considered a money game. The Eagles are prohibitive underdogs on this one. So there will still be some of those games to come. But all in all, most of the Sun Belt teams played teams that you would expect, you know, they would beat. Now, you certainly didn't expect Old Dominion to beat Virginia Tech.
Could have easily, though, been 10-4 because, I mean, you had razor-thin losses at App State and a razor-thin loss here in Hattiesburg.
And when you had two teams, one from Conference USA and one from the Sun Belt, boy, how about that score? It was a 44-7 James Madison over Middle Tennessee.
Which hadn't been playing at this level very long.
And Old Dominion and James Madison are the new kids on the block. They're in the Eastern Division. And remember, all you hear about is Crap State and Coastal over there on that side.
Well, all of those new additions did well. Old Dominion beating Virginia Tech. Marshall, you know, rolls over Norfolk State. And then James Madison beats Middle Tennessee. They represented themselves well.
Yeah, and the referees this weekend in the Eagles game, you know, were from Conference USA, which I thought was really, really interesting that Conference USA officials were refereeing a game where Southern Miss is no longer a member of Conference USA, playing the newest member of Conference USA in Liberty when they come into the league.
You know, I don't spend much time saying if this had happened,
right,
because
right.
didn't happen. But, you know, in the overtime situation, when there's basically a jump ball, a pass that's a jump ball, and nobody catches the ball, right? Do you not leave the flag in the pocket? I mean, do you really call offensive pass interference? Because that basically, you know, I think that series they ended up kicking a really long field goal, if I'm not mistaken. But nevertheless, sometimes don't you have to let the players decide the game?
Unless it's obvious. And see, that was my complaint, and I know you're going to say because I'm a Bengals fan, but that was my complaint with
I get what you're saying.
The last one of those last plays that the Rams got down into position to win the game was they hadn't thrown a flag all day long. And then all of a sudden on a questionable play, you know,
got over that yet.
Well, how often does my team get to the Super Bowl? And you understand with the Commodore, what are they now?
Commodore Commanders. That's
it. Right. With head coach Lionel Richie. Right. So it's.
Say you.
Save me. Yeah, sing a few more pronouns for us, Lionel. Your team doesn't really get to the promised land that often. So, and you know, back, if we can switch gears and talk about Southern Miss football for just a second. You know, I wouldn't panic about this quarterback situation.
No.
It's going to work itself out.
The first game.
Yeah. And again, you know, those coaches are on that. They're with those guys every step of the way. They know them, you know, better than we certainly know them. And the coaches want to win those games. So they'll sort it out. It is just one game. It was a tough one. And it could be the difference between you going 6-6 and 5-7, hypothetically, you know, which six wins would make you bowl eligible. And we talked about how important that first game is. But they'll work it out. And again, the bottom line is this team better than last year's team?
I don't think there's any question about
that. Right.
I don't think there's any question.
So let's, you know, crawl before you can walk, walk before you can run. And Will Hall continues to say we're building this thing the right way. Right. And when you build things the right way, it takes a little extra time.
This wasn't chopped liver they were playing Saturday night.
No, that's a good point too. You know,
it's a pretty good college football thing.
That's right. And it's not your typical opener. Normally, if you look at Southern Miss's schedule, a team that you would normally open with would be like Northwestern State, right, out of the Southland.
Correct.
But they didn't, man. A Division I program like Liberty that's averaged 8 wins the past 3 years.
3 straight bowl wins.
Yeah.
10-1 just 2 years ago.
And the turnovers, you take those turnovers away.
Makes a huge difference.
And one of the keys that they always say is take care of the football. If you take care of the football, you got
to. And I hate to say this, but I do think there was a touchdown that wasn't called.
I agree. I actually asked Coach Hall about that, and he said that all scoring plays are automatically reviewed because people were going, well, they need to throw the flag. Well, they need to challenge that or whatever. But all scoring plays are reviewed, and the officials said there just wasn't enough there that they could see to overturn it.
Well, I'll say one thing. That Sun Belt Conference logo was beautiful on the field. It sure looked good.
And it really didn't matter what it looked like. It was a lot better than that CUSA one.
That's exactly right. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're going to be on the road this Friday. We're going to be at Canebrake for the Lady Eagle Golf Tournament. We're going to get Rose Warren and some of the other girls over there on the show. I can say that, right, girls? I can say that. I mean, no offense by that when I say get some of the other girls.
Yeah,
on the show.
I mean, okay. I think people know. I think people know lots of times the intent. You know, when verbiage is not exactly the way you want it.
I think Joylee McNellis knows how we feel about her basketball program and her players, and so we're excited about being there. Kelly and Michael and I and Luke, I think, will be all at Canebrake this Friday afternoon.
We want to congratulate Mia Wesley of the Lady Eagle volleyball team, who was named the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Week. And you know, Bob, the big three sports of football, basketball, and baseball. But if there's a story of going on at Southern Miss which is not involving the big three, it's this volleyball team.
No, I think you're right about that.
Because last year, there was just a lot of tumult, you know, a lot of turmoil on that volleyball team. And quite frankly, the team didn't perform as well as they had hoped. New coach, you know, comes in. Some new attitudes, and they're playing some great volleyball right now. So congratulations to Mia Wesley, named Sunbelt Offensive Player of the Week.
Isn't that the young lady that came out here with the coach?
Yes.
I think it is.
In fact, it was.
Look what that's done for her career.
Yeah. Come, she's already Offensive Player of the Week. And I got a gift today. Well, we.
Oh, yes.
On
yes,
the
yes.
Eagle
I'm
Hour.
I'm so glad you said that. Randy and Hilda Salmon brought Kelly and I, and I'm sure Michael might grab a piece, a wine cake.
Yeah, Hilda reportedly makes the best wine cake in all of America. And I ran into her husband at the tailgate party on Saturday, back when I was remembering the tailgate party. Mm-hmm. And he said, we're going to bring one by on Tuesday. And here it is.
Wow, how about that?
So thanks to them
we
for that.
We appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
And you know, I have seen them on a number of occasions. Excuse me, my phone always rings at 1 o'clock. I've seen them on a number of occasions in Campus Bookmark when things were really busy and Kathleen was overwhelmed, and they stepped right in behind the counter, never asked for a penny, help her run the store until things get under control.
The Salmons do?
Yes, they're very nice about that. I've seen it. I've seen it on two or three occasions.
Big Eagle fans too, man.
Yeah, they
big
told me Eagle that fans. They that they took a cake to Lee Applewhite. I'm sure he's consumed it by now. He got it earlier this morning, and they told me also this afternoon. Randy told me that during baseball season, they take Coach Oz and Coach Barry cakes. And so, from what the guys have told us, you know, Coach Barry enjoys Bon Appetit, and I think he probably
yeah. And Jody Lott too last week picking on me about that at Mo Bay Beignets. I'm thinking like he's Twiggy, you know. I mean, and you younger people will have to Google.
You're just egging it on.
You'll have to Google Twiggy, but she was a model back in the day that was
very famous.
Yes, but very thin. So
very famous, very thin.
Which is how she got her name, Twiggy. And Jody Lott certainly is no Twiggy.
Kind of reminds me of Twiggy, though, sometimes. If you just can close your eyes. No,
not at all. Yeah. I was going, where is he going with this?
No, I can't.
Hey, Miami, this coming Saturday, it's going to be an 11 o'clock in the morning game. So keep in mind, and that's 11 o'clock our time, which would be noon, you know, Miami time. And then the Eagles will come right back home for the next game against the Demons of Northwestern State. And this was kind of a relationship developing between Southern Miss and Northwestern State, because the basketball teams will play Northwestern State as well this year. And, of course, Bobby Barbier's Demons came over here to play baseball a couple of years ago.
They were pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And, look, I know this is a tough game, and I do understand that this is a money game, but this is not like you're going on the road to play Alabama. It's not like you're going on the road to play Ohio State like you're going to do in a couple of weeks. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe this is a competitive football game.
Well, the only thing, the biggest disappointment for me as a fan is what happened Saturday, generally speaking, played into the narrative that a lot of other people said, that the Southern Miss defense is great, the offense is not great at all. So I'm especially pulling for the offense to get untracked and to prove those people wrong, You know, and I think once we get into conference play, and I still think the Tulane game is very gettable. Yeah. So if they just get a few of these offensive woes worked out and protect the ball a little bit better, they're going to be fine.
Pretty good storyline, that Tulane game, huh?
For sure. Willie Fritz, again, the head coach at Tulane, once interviewed for the head coaching position here.
Right.
And Will Hall, of course, the former offensive coordinator. And remember, this whole quarterback situation, Will Hall was a quarterback, right? Nobody knows that position and has developed quarterbacks like he has. So, like I said, it's building – being built the right way.
All right, you're going to go to practice tomorrow, correct?
I am. I'll be there.
So we'll get some sound bites. Kelly will bring us some sound bites in. He'll get a handful of players, and we'll talk to some of these young men and get that on the air for you. Maybe some tomorrow. I think we got a pretty big show tomorrow. Thursday, we'll have time to run a lot of sound bites as the guys get ready to go take on Miami. And we promised that at the start of the year. We're going to live up to that. We're going to involve these football players on the show and to let you hear directly from these kids who are given 150%, Kelly.
Yeah, and you get to learn them. You get to learn about them as people, not just football players.
All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. To the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the world on mission.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.